What happens if someone with an 8 achor? If someone comes to Bezdin, he says, Reuven, you owe me $100. And Reuven says, I don't know. And there's an 8 achor that says he paid. What's going to be the plan in that case? Yeah, same case. Tevea tells Reuven, you owe me $100. The first case, Reuven denied it, he wins. The second case, Reuven says, I don't know, but there's an 8 achor who says he paid. So what's the psak? So psak is that the Tevea swears against the 8 achor, and then he has to pay. That means it comes out a person is more believed about himself than an 8 achor is believed about him. Which L'Chaira makes no sense. Who should be more believed that you're Potter? You that you say you're Potter? Or an 8 achor who says you're Potter? Logic would dictate that an 8 achor who says you're Potter should have more than money than you yourself. You yourself say you're Potter? Big deal. Everybody wants to say they're Potter. Yet I'm showing you there could be a case where a person is more believed about himself. A person says parati, he's believed. And if the other person swears, it's not going to help him anything. He's still believed. And you can have an 8 achor on your side. When a person says, I don't know, the 8 achor says parat. And the person could swear to cancel out the 8 achor. Why is that so? The answer is this idea that Rabbi Chanan is calling Kayach HaTayna. Kayach HaTayna means the mozik in something has the power to Taina, and whether I believe him or not is irrelevant. If he has a Taina, he keeps his money. That's the concept of Kayach HaTayna. What Rabbi Chanan is saying is that every Nigu works that way. Every Nigu works. Again, what's a typical Nigu? I told you, typical Nigu is Perua Nigu de Mizuyich is always the typical Nigu. Such Rabbi Chanan, if I say I paid, and you have a shtar against me, I'm believe Perua, the Nigu of Mizuyich, so I could have said the shtar is false. What did the Nigu give me? The Nigu gives me Kayach HaTayna. Even though I'm not a mozik, because you have a shtar, and I'm really not a mozik, so you have a shtar against me. But since I have a migul, the migul makes me like a mozik. I'm believed to say, Peru, I'm a mizuyim. The migul gives me, not that I'm necessarily believed, whether you believe me or not, I'm a mozik. That's Kayach HaTayna. That's the idea of Kayach HaTayna that I mentioned to you, Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon, as you said, that there are two parts to a migul. There's the raya, we call it a bearer of a migul. Migul is a raya, you're telling the truth. But also this idea of Kayach HaTayna. And that's the idea of Kayach HaTayna that I mentioned to you in Erev Yom Tov, and that's well known as Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Shimon's idea that in a migul is a Kayach HaTayna. Now getting to our Gemara, Rabba, there are two chidushim in Dinei Migul in Rabba's words, and they follow each half of Rabba said. First, Rabba says, "V'pnei ma amra tayra ma'ida b'miktzas hatayna yishba." Why should a ma'ida b'miktzas swear? So Taisus pshat is yeinam of the Migul. Here we learn out of Yisayid, the Ran says that Migui Lafture Mishvua Amrinan. The concept that Migu, Yisayid Migu Lafture Mishvua, those who hold the Migu is strong enough to patter a person from Mishvua, where do you know that from? This one line. Vipnei Ma Omra Torah Maida B'miksas Atayna Yishpa. Why should a Maida B'miksas swear? You should have a migul. He could have been chayfer akhlal. This Gemara is telling us migul lafturei mishvua aminan azoshtei teran and mitzach teshvuas. When he brings the aside of migul lafturei mishvua aminan, he says it's from this Gemara, which appears also here in Shvuas and Daf Mem Beis, that this Gemara is teaching us. First you say, Migul Lafturei Mishvua Amina. There are some Rishayim who disagree. The Rambam holds, Migul Lafturei Mishvua Loi Amina. And the Rimagash says, Migul Lafturei Mishvua Loi Amina. And the Ran in Shvuis, Tafnan Beis, in this Gemara, brings their opinion that they are Migul Lafturei Mishvua Loi Amina. And the Ran asks that this Gemara, Rabbah is saying, no, we do say Migul Lafturei Mishvua. So to answer the Shitas HaRambam and the Rimagash, the Nachlas David in our sugya answers, and the Bach in Chashev Ishpat says, come out the same teretz, that a normal Nigul does not pater from the Shvuah. Normally, the Rambam and Rimagash hold, a normal Nigul does not pater from the Shvuah. Our migul is a stronger migul. Our migul is what we call the migul that's also a meishav aveda. What does that mean? That means in the case of a normal migul, which a normal migul, for example, perua migul de mezuyif, both tithes are equal. Perua, you don't pay. Mezuyif, you don't pay. A normal migul, they're both the same result. Perua, you part, the mezuyif, you part. Our Gemara's Migu, which is a Migu of someone who's a Maida B'Miktas, who says, I owe 50, and he has a Migu that he could have said, Kaifer HaKayel. This is a stronger Migu. Because here he's saying, I owe 50, and I could have denied everything. The second Taina would have been stronger than the first Taina. This type of Migu, everyone holds, you say, Lafturei Mishvua. So in our Gemara, this Migul, which is a strong Migul, a Meshav Aveda, this everybody holds, you say, this Migul up to a Mishvua. A normal Migul in Shas, both Tainas are equal. That's the Machlokes between the Rambam, the Rimagash, who say Migul up to a Mishvua, Loi Amrinan, and the other Ishaim, the Ram, the Rosh, who say Migul up to a Mishvua, Amrinan. So Kapanim, this is the first thing that Rabbah told us. Rabbah told us you could say a Migul Lafturei Mishvua according to the Ran and the Rosh, any Migul. According to Rabbah Mimagash, only this type of Migul, but that's the first Kiddush. Now the Rosh has a Svara. He kind of is Mekayach Svara. We should say Migul Lafturei Mishvua. We should say Migul Tepata for Mishvua. The Taina of the Rosh is that every Shvua Daraisa, we know that there are three Shvuas Daraisa, right? The three we always speak about. The three Shvua Daraisa are Moedah B'Mitzas, Eid Echad, and Shvuas HaShomerim. These three Shvuas, we have a rule that if you don't swear, what's the din? You say, B'tayr she'ni yachol ish b'mishal. And a Shvua d'Araisa, we can see by Shvua d'Rabbanan, it's not true. But by Shvua d'Araisa, we say, B'tayr she'ni yachol ish b'mishal. Titan is the Rosh, the Gavan with the Svar. He says, every Shvua d'Araisa is really mammon. How can you separate the Chiyav Shvua from the Chiyav Mammon? A person's Chiyav Shvua. If he doesn't swear, he pays. So, how could you come and say, Migu Tepata for Mammon, we do say. Migu Tepata from Shvua, we don't say. Migu Lafturei Mishvua is basically a Ptur Mammon. Because the person who wants to use the migul to pater himself from a shvua wants to pater himself from the mammon that will come when he doesn't swear. So Tanya Darash, every migul lafturei mishvua is really a migul lafturei mammon too. Because Kozman is not swearing, it's mammon.
And if your shvua
It's Teshlumin. Light me by if it's Teshlumin, it's this way. But the Rush means even if it's Mammon. Because the Rush means to say that the consequence of not swearing is paying. Even if Yod it's a bearer. But since there's a din of Matthias, that means that if you're Chayav Shvuah and you don't swear, you have to pay. So when you want to use a Migul to patty yourself, what do you say? I'm not swearing. I'm going to patty myself with a Migul. Cause a man you're not swearing, you're really pattering yourself from Mammon with the Migul. Because the Migul is going to patty you from the Mammon that you'd be Chayav to swear to pay for not swearing. So the Rosh Tain is this Mekayach HaSvara that there should be no difference between Migul after a Mishmua and Migul after a Mammon. Sorry, you can things up with the Rosh, but that's the Rosh's time. Alright, that's the end of the first din of Rabbah. Again, the first din of Rabbah is that Migul Lafture Mishmua Aminan. And that's what he means when he says that Neymar Amra Taira Maida Bimitsa Sataini Yishma. Next line of Rabbah. The Rabbah answers, Chazaka Ein Oda Meiz Pana Bifnei Bal Chayvai. We have a chazaka, he wouldn't be meis panim. And really, he wants to be kai for a koil. Now, one second, what's he saying? How does that answer the question? The question was, a maida b'mitzas as a migo of kai for a koil. So I think, Mara, no. He doesn't have a migo of kai for a koil. Why not? He's not the meis. So the way Tosis explains, it's really shot in the Gemara, that Dein's amigu, Dein are the mayor's part of the farakal. You can't. The second rule of Rabba in Hilchas Migul is that amigu laheyes we don't say, amigu lahaaza we don't say. To say Taina A. With a migul of Taina B, and Taina B is a chutzpah, it's our oza to Taina. Zot Rabba, that kind of migul we don't say. That's Pashup Shad and Rabba. Rabba is telling us a second rule in Dine Migul. The second rule is, you should know a rule, migul de ha'oza lo yamrima. We don't say a migul when you say Taina 1, and you could have said Taina 2. If Taina 2 is a Taina, that they know you're lying. Chaveri makir b'shikhai. We don't say, that's Rabba's second Kiddush that Rabba's telling us. And there's no question, whatever we talk about machlokes, and again, each of these two things is no machlokes that Rabba is saying this. Question is, how to apply it? But this is the second rule of Rabba. So, the Ritva is the Kasha. And the truth is, Tosfos and Bava Kama is the same Kasha. From a case of easy da'achli chushla, easy goats da'achli who ate chushla. I don't know what chushla is. It's something goats eat in a person's field. It's a type of produce. In the case ma'aser shehaya kachay, Reuven's goats are in Shimon's field, and they ate some of his food. Shimon grabbed the goats. What did he use as a kashlumen? And he was today a Reuven. He said, "Your goats ate $100 worth of pears." So the nitva says, "How do I know how much they ate? How do I believe you? They ate $100. Maybe they ate $2 worth of pears. Maybe they ate nothing." So he says, "No, I have a migul. Believe me, they ate $100 worth of pears. Because if not." I could have just held on to the goat and said, I bought it from you. I could have tied it that I bought the goat from you. I have the goat. So I could have tied it that I bought the goat from you. So believe me that what? That the $800 worth of pay is because I have a migul, that if I'm a liar, I could have just held on to your goat. As I state in the Gemara, that he has an emunah. Frech, the Ritva and the Ra and Taisvis. What's fair? This is a Nikud HaAzah. What does Nikud HaAzah mean? I said Taina number one, which you don't know if I'm telling the truth or not. And believe me, with Amigo, I could have said Taina number two. With Taina number two, Chaveirei Nakir B'Shichai. You would know I'm lying. Isn't that the case of Easy Daf L'Choshlam? What's Easy Daf L'Choshlam? I'm saying, your goats ate $100 worth of pears. You don't know if I'm telling the truth or not. And I have Amigo, I could have said I bought the goat for you. That is a Nikud HaAzah. And Rabbi here is telling us, you don't say a Nikud. You know the mayor's part in. So the case of the Easy Daf L'Choshla, what kind of Nikud is this? Why you believe with a Nikud? This is Nikud HaAzah. And Rabbi here is telling us that you don't say Nikud HaAzah. You don't say Moedim in the Kosh Nikud of Kaifer HaKals. Kaifer HaKals is a HaAzah. So Ibazai, why by the easy do you have a migu that you could have said that I bought the goat from you? It's a migu that this is the rant, the ritva. Efit the ritva, entices a rule. When don't we say a migu de ha'azah? Only in Rabba's case, the pati yufa mishvua. Then we don't say migu de ha'azah. In the case of easy dach l'chushla, it's a migu to pati yourself from money. To pati yourself from money, that we do say a migu, even a migu de ha'azah. So there's a difference between a tviya of mamet and a tviya of shvua. By a shvua, we don't say migud ha'azah. That's our rabba. By mamet, we do say migud ha'azah. This is the rule of Taisvis, of the Ran. And I think I mentioned there Rosh Hashanah. What's the svara? So the Feld says that the svara is that migud ha'azah you don't say for shvua, but for mamet you say it. So the Feld says chat, that for money a person thinks of it is willing to be a chutzpah. He's willing to say a taina that's a chutzpah if I make money on it. For money a person does an ha'azah. Pata shvua, not. So anyway, why don't we walk away? Rabba says two rules. Rule number one of Rabba is that migu lafture mishvua and rima. That was his first rule. Right? When he said the name of retirement, my name is Tanya Yishva. Rule number one, we learn from Rabba that you say a migu lafture mishvua. And the second rule is that a migu de ha'azah, we do not say, but that's only by shvua, by mamon we would say. So the Ketzais asks a kasha. On the Rush. The Rush explained the first member of Rabba that Migu Lafture Mishvua Amrinan. The Rush said, why Migu Lafture Mishvua Amrinan? Because every Shvua is really Mamin. Every Shvua Deraisa, it's really Mamin. So if you don't swear, you pay. The Rush is fine. So therefore, you say Migu Lafture Mishvua. Because since we know you say Migu Tepata for Mamin, and every Shvua is really Mamin, that's what the Rush said to explain Rabba's first thing. So, Rabba's second din doesn't make sense the way the Rush itself extends Taisus and the Ritzvah, the way they explain it. Because they're saying his second din, Migu de ha'azah, you say for Mamet, but not for Shvua. That's what they're saying. Migu de ha'azah, why Amina by Shvua? And yes, Amina by Mamet. So, what's fair? Much fair on that. Migu de ha'azah, you say for mamet, but for shvua you don't say migu de ha'azah. Which Cher is it? The Rush told us every shul is mamin. Every shul there I says mamin. So if every shul there I says mamin, so you're telling me, Nigud Aza, he would think of to save himself money. So the Rush told us that every shul is really mamin, because if I'm not going to swear, I'm going to pay. So I'm really fighting for the money. So if you say the first rule, that Migul Efter Mishul Aminon, the way the Rush explains it, because it's really mamin, then the second rule, Migul Da'az Alay Aminon, can't be Mechalik with Yeshua and mamin, because really, Shua is really mamin. So it's a very stark akasha that the precise is very madchik to answer. It says, has a teretz, which you could look at, it's a very technical teretz. And Stifler brings it here in the new princess in Hay and the old princess in Gimel, the Kilos Yaakov. He brings this whole thing, he brings the Rush, and this Ksaisis Kasha, I think he brings the Ksaisis Terence as well. What? Yeah, you know the Rush in Bava Kamma says the Terence Ksaisis, and this is Stifler brings. So to explain this, the Stifler says a pshat, which Rav Elchanan also says, and Rav Shimon. There's slight differences between the way Rav Shimon and the Stifler say it one way, Rav Elchanan says it in a slightly different way. But I mean, rather than confuse you, I'm just going to tell it to you the way it says in the Stifler, which is the way Rav Shimon says it. And basically, the Stifler is coming to explain why there's a difference by Nigud Ha'aza between Shvua and Mamun. If every Shvua is really Mamun, so why should a Nigud Ha'aza work by one and not work by the other? So Stifler says, let's see, how does Migul work? How does Migul work? Migul works, there are two dinim in a Migul. A Biru. It's a raya that everyone holds, and amigo's a raya, I must be telling the truth. And number two, what we call kayach atayim, that amigo makes you a muzik, makes you win. Without, even if we don't believe you, you win, because amigo gives you a kayach atayim to make you a muzik. By amigo de ha'aza, there's no raya. The first part is not there. So I'll say, believe me, for example, in the case of the easy, believe me that the animals ate $100 worth of fruit, because otherwise I could have said I bought it. So we say, that's no raya. That's a hazard, that's a chutzpah. You're going to tell me you bought it from me, you didn't buy it from me. No. That is no bearer. That's just, there's no bearer. The first part of Migu falls away. Because there's no proof you're telling the truth. You can't say, if I'm a liar, I would have said that. You don't want to say that. That's a chutzpah. Ha'aza, you don't want to say. So Migud Ha'aza is not a bir. But a kayach ha'tayna still gives you. You still have that kayach that you could have had with the other taina. So why do you win by easy dochli yoshe? You come to Bezd and you say, they ate $100 worth of fruit. And believe me, because I could say I bought the goat. You know why you win? Because that Nigul makes you a Mosaic. It's not because we believe you. We don't know if you're telling the truth or not. Could be it didn't eat $100 worth. Could be it didn't. But you have a Kayach HaTayna of a Mosaic. Kayach HaTayna makes that you could win. So even though the other person's goat, you're not a Mosaic. But since you could have said it's your goat, you would be a muzik. So with that migu, that makes you a muzik, and you have a kayach ha'tayna, and you win. So that's why the migu works by mamun. Because once you're a muzik, you win by mamun. By shvua. By shvua, we're talking about shvua d'oraisa. Every shvua d'oraisa, the muzik is the one who swears. Every Shvua D'oraisa, you're a Mozik, And the Torah said you have to swear anyway. So if you have a migul, lafturei mishvua, we do say. But only when it's not a ha'azah. It's not a ha'azah, so it's a birur, it's a proof. We say migul lafturei mishvua. Yes. When the migul is a ha'azah, when the migul is a chutzpah, it's not mevayer anything. Now, what are you left with? That's a kayachatayna. Kayachatayna means it makes you a mosik. Taka makes you a mosik. But a mosik has to swear by Maida B'Mikzas. The migul works, it makes you a mosik, but a mosik has to swear by Maida B'Mikzas. That's what the Torah says. To a Maida B'Mikzas, who's always a mosik, he swears. So you taka have the migul, you taka have kayachatayna, you taka are a mosik. But it doesn't pater for you for mishvua. You know why? Because being a mosik doesn't pater you for mishvua. Being a mosik, you still have to swear. That's why a migul da'aza works to pater you for mamon, and does not work to pater you from shvua. Because the case of mamon is a case where by getting the money, by being a mosik, you would win. And migul lafturei mishvua is a case where being a mosik doesn't help you win. Even though the rush is right, every shvua is mamon. Taka true, every shvua is mamon. But the three cases, like the mitzvah, they have to shine in, it doesn't help to be a mosik. Even if you're a mosik, you still are obligated to swear. So the melee, you're not off the hook. The melee's answer is very kishmak. The difference between even the other by mamon, where Kayach HaKayna works, and Migul da'aza by Shvua, where Kayach HaKayna does not work, and therefore, the Kayach HaKayna is not going to help you. So this is the Stifler's Mahalach, as I said, Rav Shimon's Mahalach, but B'chonin says the same thing in Chelek Beis and in Gimel, in different Lashon, and the slight differences, but the way Rav Shimon's Lashon is very clear, the Stifler's Lashon is clear, this explanation here. Alright, so we learned the two kingdom of Rabba, the concept of Migul being Kayach HaTayna, which when I began I told you the concept of Migul being a Kayach HaTayna in all of the Yeshivish and Masechtis, it comes up in Ksuvis, it comes up many times in Gitna, that basically had it by Tanina Liasni, they say Migul be assignment because of this in Kedushin. Imagine it comes up, and certainly all the fathers, I know your fathers where it comes up, but it's like a very basic idea in knowing the Torah on the Yonei Migul. This is the basic idea. The Migul is a bearer, and Migul also has a power of Kayach HaTayna, this idea. Okay, now despite the fact that I think if you go back to Gittin Daf Beis, we spent more time on Kayach HaTayna, the Yais, you know, the Chofetz Chaim used to say that since we're so close to Mashiach's times, so Rav Hashem is rushing up all the new inventions. So many inventions in every century, Mashiach is coming, so Rav Hashem has to rush it up. So we're coming to the end of this man, so we have to rush up a little bit. It requires a smother, you're going to fall behind. But I'm going to try not to skip any of the assignments of the Sukkah. But let's turn the page, let's get to the third idea, the third side of Rabba's Memra. And it's the last side of Rabba's Memra. Rabba says, tremendous chiddush. What we're doing is, we're taking a Maida B'Mikzas, and we're taking apart what's going on in his mind. Now, it could be he's telling the truth. If he's telling the truth, everything's fine. We don't have to probe into what's going in his mind. But since we see the Torah is mechayev the shvua, the Torah is chayshish for something. Why was the Torah chayshish for? That's what Rabbi is coming to say. V'hai b'kuli b'ay d'lai d'lai. He really wants to be my then the whole thing. V'hai d'lai d'lai. You have to turn on the air conditioner. Makes less noise than the song. Bahai, you know why they're doing it now. It's during Seder, you can always find people to help. Really, the assumption is he would be Maider. Okay, into Rashi, Chash and Amamayna, we're going to... Rashi goes in and puts this into Pshat, just first the words of the Gemara. We're saying, why do we make him swear? Why do we make him like... If he's telling the truth, that's not why we make him swear. We're making him swear because he might be lying. What's he lying? If he's lying, Lagamri, Sozok Rashi, Milud Chash Amayna, Chash Ashurusa. We're not going to be Mechayev Shvuos. He might be lying. He'll lie again. He'll swear. Why are we making him lie? Why are we making him swear? So Gemara says here, Chiddush. The reason the Torah was Mechayev Amayda B'Mitzas, listen to this. Why was the Torah Mechayev Amayda B'Mitzas? Because of the chashash that he really is he's an honest person. He really plans to pay the whole $100. He really plans to pay it. But right now, he only has $50. He doesn't have the money. He's ashamed to say. So therefore, he's saying, I only owe you $50. And he's giving him the $50. And ultimately, he'll have more money, then he'll give him the rest of the money. That's why we make this one. Now this is, of course, a chiddush asum of Rabba, that is why the Torah was mechayiv, a person of shvur. Now, anybody who learns this Gemara, before we get to the Nidain, you can wonder aloud, what would happen if, let's say, the person who's a Maida B'Mitzas is a millionaire, a multi-millionaire, a very rich man, and we're telling him, you owe $100, he says, I owe $50. So we tell him, swear, because for Chayshish, that really, you're ready to pay the 100, you're honest, but you only have 50, and you're ashamed to be Maider, would be saved by a rich person. Huh? You're saved by a wealthy man, will say the same thing. Maybe you only have 50, and, huh? I don't think a Shulchan Aruch will say a difference if he's rich or not rich. It's not the Maider that makes sense. Imagine if Allah and Shulchan Aruch that rich people are exempt. I don't think there's such a thing. So you could tell me, even a rich person, maybe his money is all tied up in investments, or he only has $50 handy. Maybe that's what you'll need to me. So I'll issue a second example. Let's say you tell me I owe you $100, and I have to pay you today. I say, no, I only owe you 50, and it's due next month. Am I Maida B'Mitzas? Kashtus. You said I owe you $100, it's due today. I say, no, I owe you 50, it's due next month. Kashtus, I'm a Maida B'Mitzas. The Chayra Rabbi's whole thing doesn't make sense in this case. No. In this case, it can't be a mishtabute because I have a month to pay anyway. No? So what do you think? That's a Maida B'Mitzas.
And then he wants to get 30.
So it could be like you're saying, that I anticipate in a month I'll have $50, and the other $50 I want to have in a month. A mishtabute. Okay, well, so that's what you have to say. Well, maybe it's a life look. Maybe it's a life look. That's what I'm wondering. Like I say, I'm just wondering aloud. I'm not. Who answered? If the Tevei has no raya, then in his always. Okay, at any rate, I'm saying these cases just to illustrate to you the Rabbi's Chiddush. Rabbi's saying that we learn this all into Kavanas HaTorah. So whole thing into Kavanas HaTorah. So tragedy, why did the Torah make a person swear? By the way, make just this is why. B'chayshish ishtamutet. B'chayshish ishtamutet. Is he really honest? Is he an honest person? Has to be yes. Because if he's a ganiv, so Rashi says, chashel amamna chashel ashvoz. We're talking now that he's chashel. So we're saying he's not chashel amamna. He would never steal. He just doesn't have money. He's stolen. Well, in other mayors means you can't use a negro to a bigger house.
But we're saying the higher pool of brother that the higher limit, why didn't he just have to lie to everything? Because it's another name. So he wouldn't lie, he's going to lie back to the brother that did. So that's why he's back on this.
But he doesn't have cash, that he will lie.
No, I think he's going to have the money, he doesn't have cash.
He doesn't have cash, he'll lie.
That's the question. He's going to lie.
If he had zero cash, what question would be cut back out? Where? Every cut back out.
Okay, so you
know. The point here is, why do we make every cut back out? Because it's the same thing. There's just a shtamute. You have every cut back out. Let's be chayshish. He's a shtamute.
He's saying
he feels better about his paying part,
and
he's only ishtamute. But it goes without question, the Gemara's assumption is he's not a god. But certainly not Rashi. Rashi said that we're talking Yidu Hashem Rav Hashem Shvosa. We will make him swear. The kasha here is, if that's the case, then we're not chayshid that he's really a god. We're not really chayshid he's a god. We're saying he's an honest person. He's ashamed. He only has $50. So he's being made the 50 now, and the rest, he'll get the money in the next paycheck, he'll pay the other 50. So why make him swear? Why make him swear? What's so terrible? If that's the chshad, let him pay 50 now, and when he gets the next paycheck, then he'll pay the other 50. What's the gefarlo? What? What's wrong? He doesn't have the money, but he can't squeeze blood out of it. What are you going to do? That's what we're saying. If he would have the money, he's honest. Because if he's dishonest, Shmuel won't help. So we're worried about an honest man who really would want to pay. He just doesn't have the money.
Okay, so the thing should be that Shmuel is out to pay something that he pays for. If he had money...
So for that, we have to mechayev Shmuel. For that, we have to mechayev Shmuel. Let him wait. Let's wait a month and let him pay next paycheck. We'll pay. For that. Does that make sense to everybody? Huh? It makes sense to me what you're saying. No? It makes sense. If you have to pay now, you have to pay now. What do we? Yet the Ritzvah asks this kasha. It doesn't say it. The Ritzvah asks, and we'll see why. The Ritzvah asks this kasha. That why don't you just wait if you don't? Look, when a person by the B'miktas could be telling the truth, then we shouldn't swear. Could be he's an out-and-out ganiv. since Chasher Amayim Chasher, so we also wouldn't make him swear. The only reason we're making him swear as a grabber is because of the possibility that Ishtamuta, that he only has 50 dollars Ishtamuta. Correct the Ritva, if so, so let's wait. Why don't we make him swear? Let's wait and we'll pay him later and everything will be fine.
How would you wait?
Don't let him swear. Just you might admit that's fine. Let you off the hook. And Shalom al Yisrael and Manavshach. If he's a ganis, let's swear falsely anyway. And if he's honest, so next month he'll make $150. That's the end of the world. The Ritvoyis, the Kasha, the Ramban, in Shavuos Daf Mem Beis, is the same Kasha. The Ramban and the Ritvoyis, the Kasha, they answer, it's an insight into human nature, that even though right now he's honest, and he's pulling shtick to buy time, with Chayshish, that once he buys time, he'll keep on stalling the time. You know, get his next paycheck, you know, he'll also wait, and the next paycheck, the next paycheck, and he'll never end up paying. The chayshish, that once he stalls it off, his yitzhara will get the better of him, and he won't end up paying. You know, he walks out of bed as the potter, so, you know. So that's why we make him swear. What? Swearing is going to help, so grab a swear will help. That if he's really an honest person, and he's only being mishtamit, we tell him swear, he won't swear falsely. So in this.
Right. Swearing will get him money now. He doesn't have the money now.
You're saying why the Ritva didn't say his parents.
Yeah.
So what he was saying is a rule of Misadrim Labal Chayiv. If someone owes you money, you really have a right to sell quite a bit of his personal belongings.
No money,
no personal belongings either.
Okay, what does it mean no money? Well, the Rambam says you have no money now. What does that mean, they have no money? They have no money now.
It means in his mind he doesn't have money now. The fact that he has a couch in his house, he's not thinking of selling it. It means basically a normal. Well, if he swears, he'll win. If he refuses, if he tells him to swear and then he says, okay, I admit it, I owe 100, I don't want to swear. That's why Mechai Bishur, right? So he should admit it. Then he has to pay now. So
he doesn't have money now.
So we'll take his couch and sell it. So this is the Ritva's teretz, the Ramban's teretz, and it's certainly Pashup Pshat in Gemara. So it's Siman Ayin Gimel, the cotton bays, and it's interesting because in Ram Shif and Gittin, the Kitzur says the same idea. They talk about something I mentioned to you already once before. If Harach HaZman is considered a neighbor, if I owe you money, it's due today, and I'm going to pay it later, I pay it 10 days late, am I a ganis? I owe you $100. And instead of paying it to you today, I say, baloney, and I pay it to you 10 days late. I pay every penny. Was I over on being a ganit? Did I steal something from you by paying it 10 days late? This is the topic that the Ksais and this Sivkot was talking about. It's a very Kwalistic Shaila, whether Harach HaZman, holding money for a longer period of time, is a form of stealing or not. Ksais Grada has an interesting Shaila. What happens if you come to me and you say that I owe you $100, it's due in 2 weeks. And I say, I might I owe you the whole $100, but it's due in 4 weeks. Am I a Maida B'miktas? The whole $100 I'm Maida. But I'm not Maida that it's due in 2 weeks. I say it's due in 4 weeks. So you say I'm entitled to use it for 2 weeks. I say I'm entitled to use it for 4 weeks. Because Doc Flaherty, is that a Maida B'miktas really? Because you claim you're entitled to the use 2 weeks from now. I say you're not entitled to the use, but you have to wait 2 more weeks. Is it a different law? What happens if I say, I lent you money Sunday morning at 9 o'clock at the bus stop, and you're saying that loan, that one, that was 4 weeks later. You still say it's a different loan. Say it. I'll tell you what he says. The Ksais clears this shayla, if harochas man is considered mamon or not. If I'm cheating you by holding your money for a longer period of time, is that considered a mamonist ticket in Tyre or not? Now, what? So it's really worth something. It's worth something. On the other hand, my holding your money is only a grama. You're not losing money, you're using use of money. And if I tell you, what? Use of money, yet it does have an effect. So here, the size, part of this size I want to mention to you earlier this year, I think, size brings the Rambam. The case of the Rambam was that I'm today you owe me money. It's due today. And you say you taka owe me money, but it's due in Asara Yom, 10 days from now. And I have an Eid Echad that says it's due today. So the Rambam says you have to swear against the Eid Echad. You have to swear against the Eid Echad. Eid Echad says it's due today. And you say it's due in 10 days. So you have to swear against the Eid Echad. Presumably, Pashto is the same thing in the case I mentioned by the Mimiksis. We're fighting over Harochas Man. The Rambam says you swear, and that's the Rambam where he says, the Agamishna says, I don't know what Makar Shas is. Agamishna says, I don't know what's a Makar Shas. And there you'll remember the Marit found a Makar where the Makis Dav Gimel, remember we mentioned this, the Makis Dav Gimel, where Eben Zaynamin said there was a Chayiv that was due the Kanvad Asara Shanim. Chayiv was due for, it's due in 10 years. And we were mazim them. Really, the Chayiv was due in 30 days. So the Gemara says, we shots up how much a person would pay to have use of the money for 10 years minus 30 days. And that's what the Eidim Zaynim have to pay. Zokta Marit, you see from here the aside of Harachas Man, that holding money for time is money. It's money. Eidim Zaynim and pay. Harachas Man is money. The Mela, Zokta Marit, that's the Makar of the Rambam. That harachas man is mamet, and that's why the Rambam said, if an Eid Echad says 10 days that you don't have the 10 days, you claim you have the 10 days. The Maritz Yisai is this Yisai, harachas man holding money for time is mamet. The Fizer, the Chayra, the Ritzvah's kasha is the answer here. The person is being mishnamit. Mishnamutika mishnamit. He's saying $50 I pay today, $50 I deny, and he really is going to pay. The next paycheck he'll pay. So the Ritzvah has the kasha, so why is everyone making a big fuss? Make a shvua? He's not a ganit. The Marid holds, Harachas man, that's also Geneva. Holding money for a period of time. Harachas man, it's also a name. So Mimela, you have to, the term is B'chayvish, this way that it means. Mimela, if Tzais brings all this down, he says, Loita Marit, in the case I mentioned to you, you say I owe you money, and it's due in 2 weeks. I deny it, I say it's due in 4 weeks. Zadik Tzais, according to this merit, Harachas man is mamin. Ha'arocha with an aleph, like aruch, long, right? Harachas man, a longer period of time for money. Harachas man is mamin, and you're might have a mikzas. That's the shita of the merit. Because there was a kafir call.
He said
to today. There was no two periods of time.
But today is one day.
It's not one day. I'm saying do right now. I'm saying you have zero time. And you're saying you have 10 days. I think in this man there's no mitzvah. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Because the Tzais himself looks at it in a different way. The Tzais himself is made into the Etzem Yisoid that a person like this is a ganav. But the Tzais says that the Rambam's Makar is this Gemara Ishtahute, not Makis Dabgimah. So it says from Adam Zaymim and there's no Raya, Adam Zaymim and Pei, Akasha Zaman, even if it doesn't technically have a din moment, you always do Akasha Zaman because you also do. He says, like you were looking at it, he says, if someone says you owe me money, you have to pay today. And I say, I don't have to pay today, I have to pay in 10 days. Forget about 10 days. Right now, there's a din Torah. Right now, he's saying you have to pay right now. And the other person is saying, I don't have to pay right now. It's a din Torah over today's money. 10 days, we'll have a separate din Torah, you have to pay me in 10 days. It's two different monies. Right now, I'm saying you have to pay me money now. And you're saying you don't have to pay me money now. In fact, you're saying you do have to pay in 10 days. It's not the point. The point is, today, I say you owe me. You say you don't owe me. Zog the Tzais, that's a din Torah over money. Every case of Harachas Man, it is a din Torah over money. It is. But you don't have to go to Makis and make a cheshbon that money is worth money over time. Zog the Tzais, you know why Harachas Man is money? Because right now we're fighting over the whole money, the whole thing. Zog the Tzais. Tzais is almost the same as the Marit. But Zotik Tzais is a big nafkamina. What happens if you say, I owe you one pruta? And I say, I owe you a pruta in 10 days. Now, according to the Marit, do I have to swear? How much is it worth, the difference in getting a pruta today and a pruta in 10 days? So if pockets, we shove a pruta. How much is it worth to have a pruta for 10 days? It's worth almost nothing. Marit would say, you're potter. Because there's an eight after that says it's due today, you say it's due in 10 days. We're not fighting over a shava pruta. Because 10 days, a pruta is nothing. But the Tzai says, no, they are fighting over a pruta. I say you have to give me a pruta today. You say you don't have to give me a pruta today. We're fighting today over a pruta. So it is a fight over a pruta. This is the Ksai says the Rav Kamina, which is given the Marit. The same thing the Ksai says. If I say you owe me money and you have to give it to me in 10 days, and you say 20 days, Dr. Ksai, that's not going to be the Ksai. It's two different loans. I'm saying you owe me money in 10 days. You're denying that loan. You're saying that loan is not true. I don't owe you anything that day. I owe you a different loan for 20 days. But that's a kaifrak file, according to the Tzais. According to the Marid, that we look at it's the same loan with our Rochas Man, according to the Tzais, Tzais says, no, it's a kaifrak file. I'm denying the entire loan. So this is the focus here between really three sheep. It's the Ritva holds. Apparently, the Ritva holds Arachas Man is not Mamun. Seems that way. The Marit in Kavonis HaRambam says Arachas Man is Mamun. And the Tzais holds that it's not the harochas hazman that's mammon, it's the money right now that's mammon, because you're kai for akal and the money right now. These are the three hashitas and harochas hazman.